971, Valerie L. Wom and Emmanuel W.
Conus.
North of Road 297, south of Circle Drive, being Lot 37 within Orchard Manor Development, a variance from the front yard setback requirements.
Good evening. Not good evening for the last time, but this is the last one I have this evening. This is one that I'm seeing more and more. You basically have a situation of a house that just doesn't fit. This house couldn't fit on this lot without a variance. My clients purchased the house in August of 2006. Now, when they purchased, again, the same typical scenario, and you will continue to see these because there's really no way around it. The practice of real estate, as you know, is to save prospective buyers money of survey in case there's no settlement. Survey is done the last instant, and so variance problems, encroachments are usually found a day or two before settlements. Everybody scurries about, and the buyers really have to make hard decisions because under the contract, they may have the right to walk away and not purchase the property. Most people don't want to not purchase the property if they think that a variance could be obtained. And of course, then they look to the lawyer and say, will I get a variance? And of course, we say, no, we absolutely can't guarantee that. And so they have to make that decision because in most cases, such as this one, there is no way to correct this problem. Because this house, although where the variance we're requesting is different, this house doesn't fit. If it met the front yard, it couldn't meet the backyard. If it met the backyard, it couldn't meet the front yard. It's just too long. But I think what happened here is that everyone forgot that the unusual thing is it fronts or backs on two different public roads. So they ran into a 40-foot setback on one side and a 30 on the other, and I guess they just tried to do as best they could. And they put it furthest from the one they should have put it closest to and closest to the one they should have put it furthest from. So the variance we're seeking is from what the county is, I think, considering the front yard, although it's the backyard for their practical purposes, it's the front yard for the county setback, or it's the 40 foot. They're required to have 40 feet from County Road 297. They're 29.8 feet. The problem has existed for a number of years, as I said, but most of it was not created by these applicants. Most importantly, it cannot be corrected. You'd have to truly saw off 10 feet of that house because you couldn't move the house, right? You can move it 8 feet, then you have to saw off 2 feet of it still. Even moving the house doesn't solve it. So certainly if there was ever a case that begged for a variance, it would be this one. And certainly no one's adversely affected. It's been this way forever, and the only people who affect be in the front and the back, and those are two public roads.
Hey, through.
So for all of those reasons, we do ask that the variance being requested be granted.
Mr. Chairman, you do have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 variances in there with through lots. They have evidently had the same problem. Okay. These are through lots.
Thank you for that, bud. Okay. Any questions from members of the board?
No.
Mr. Mills? Hearing no questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, because this lot is unique with a road in to the rear and a road to the front of the lot, and because it enables reasonable use, this variance would enable reasonable use, and it wasn't created by the applicant, I would move that we approve case number 9971.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 9971. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you very much.
Yes, indeed.